Florida lawmakers are working to come up with legislation aimed at curbing school shootings like the one last week in South Florida. And students from across the state are joining those from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School to lobby lawmakers for tougher gun laws. But they're confronting the often confusing reality of legislative politics. I'm Lynn Hatter. Wednesday, during a House floor session, Democratic Representative Keone McGee tried a procedural move to get his chamber to hear a measure banning assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. It was a long shot, and McGee admitted as much.
The subcommittees that the bill was referenced to are not scheduled to meet again this session. Absent any reference to this bill, the bill will be considered dead. I ask that you keep this bill and the conversation about the solution to combat mass shootings alive. While this is an extraordinary procedural move, the shooting in Parkland demands extraordinary action.
The move failed as students, some from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, looked on. Some began to cry. Later, Democratic Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith launched into Republican Representative Ross Spano as Spano tried to explain his resolution to declare pornography a public health risk. Guillermo Smith didn't mince words.
So my question for you, Chair Spano, is why did you make identifying porn as a public health risk a larger and bigger priority than hearing my assault weapons ban, House Bill 219, which is stuck in your criminal justice subcommittee?
Both moves generated headlines and sparked backlash. In an interview with the Miami Herald, fellow Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz blasted his colleagues for what he called, quote, procedural games. He added such moves don't make policy and that, quote, only members from both parties working together on legislation will bring the gun safety changes we need to prevent this from ever happening again. Florida lawmakers are vowing to make those changes in the wake of the Parkland school shooting. This week, Governor Rick Scott hosted several workshops with educators, law enforcement, and mental health professionals to address making schools safer. Among early proposals, putting more armed police officers on patrol, increasing funding for mental health care, and finding better ways to coordinate those services across state agencies, schools, and law enforcement. Scott stopped short of mentioning gun control specifically, but he also says all options are on the table.
As I try to think through these proposals, is it going to change something? Is it really going to move the needle and make something happen? Because that's what I want to do.
House Rules Chairman Jose Oliva is going slightly further on the issue. He notes while there is a right to bear arms in the Constitution,
the question really becomes not do people have that right. I think it's established that people have the right. Is what limitations should be placed upon that right if those limitations can be seen to be something that would prevent something like this terrible tragedy.
This from legislative leaders who in recent years have refused putting further restrictions on guns. When asked what has changed, Oliva is direct.
Obviously, the outcry from these students, which has been inspirational to see, has played a major role. It's unmistakable that their immediate involvement has motivated a whole group of people to talk about something that otherwise has been sacrosanct.
That something being gun control. Oliva says both chambers are working on bipartisan bills that can pass both chambers. While lawmakers are unlikely to take up an outright ban on semi-automatic guns, they're looking at limiting access to them, like raising the purchase age, requiring background checks, same as with handguns, along with a waiting period, and banning the bump stock accessory, which allows the gun to fire continuously. Senate President Joe Negron is seeking to reassure upset students that they're not being ignored. Senator Gary Farmer asked Negron what the plan is shortly after a bill allowing guns at churches with schools was put on hold.
We have a lot of people in the audience who've traveled a long way, particularly for one issue, and that's to have an open and frank and broad discussion on the issue of firearms.
And we will have the opportunity for that. There will be bills coming from the Rules Committee that will be considered in committee and also subject to questions on second reading on the Senate floor and also to debate.
Earlier in the day, a visibly emotional Negron held a moment of silence for the 14 students and three adults killed in the shooting. Watching from the gallery, students in blue T-shirts, many crying but determined. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.